This is your Concordia, Nebraska, all sports leader, Koopski, brought to you by The Sower. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a long summer, and it's been a while since we've done the podcast. Speaking of summer, Eric, how was your summer?
My summer was pretty good. It was long and didn't do much, really, honestly. But how was yours?
Pretty good. Worked, you know. Got to pay the bills somehow.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to kick it off with football. For those of you who are not keeping up, we are currently 1-1 overall, 1-1 in GPAC, because we only have played GPAC teams. We lost to Morningside week 1, 63-7. We're not going to talk about that. Week 2, on September 11th, we played Briar Cliff at home, and we rolled. 61-21 was the final score to get us the first win of the season.
That was a great bounce back game for us after losing, what you said, 63-7, I think.
Yes.
But then for us to rack up our own 61 points, 520 total yards, there's a lot to talk about, and a lot of players showed out and did great this last weekend.
Definitely. And the 61 points is the most points we've ever scored since 2001. That is impressive.
It's very impressive.
We're improving as a team.
We are.
As you can see.
Our offense finally got rolling and was clicking, and that hasn't usually happened very much in the past. It did a little bit last year in spurts, but nothing this big.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got Karell Komos getting his 100th reception in his career. And last game, he got 7 receptions for 108 yards and 1 score. On a beautiful lob, by the way, by our backup, DJ McGarvey, had a beautiful pass to Colmos to get his touchdown.
Yeah, speaking of quarterbacks, Wyatt Ehlers got the start. He went 13 for 21. He did throw 2 interceptions. He also threw for 1 touchdown for a total of 204 yards. I mean, he didn't do bad. He had a good game. But
he did have a great game, but we were blowing Briar Cliff exactly out of the water that we decided to put our backups in, and DJ, he's a freshman, and he showed that he can play in the college level.
He really shined. He had 7 for 8 in passes, 150 yards, and 4 touchdowns from, I think, halfway through the third quarter he came in.
Yeah.
So he really showed out, not even with the whole game, and throwing 4 touchdowns.
It also helps that our defense created a ton of turnovers and plays. A lot of 3-and-outs from Briar Cliff. Shane Campbell had a fumble recovery for a touchdown in the third quarter to give us a little spark, you know. Our defense played really good. We only really gave up 1 touchdown. The other 2 scores from Briar Cliff was a pick 6 and a kick return for a touchdown. So if you really take those off the board, we win 61-7.
Yeah, you're right. We do. But, you know, all around, we played very well. Offense, defense, and special teams. Everybody had a good game except for that 1 kickoff return. Our kickoff needs to get a little bit better. Even off that kickoff return, they had quite a bit of turn yards. But our punt did great as Toby Hager recovered a punt fumble, our long snapper right there. And just going back to offense, Garrett Sharp had 3 receptions for 97 yards. He also had a touchdown for 72 yards. That was just like a 5-yard hitch, and he was able to break 2 tackles, and he was gone. Nobody was catching him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had a great run. Unfortunately, I think he suffered some heat exhaustion late in the game.
Yeah, he left the game about – it was pretty close after that run. He got really tired and got really hot, and we were beating him so bad they just decided to give him a break. He got a little bit of heat exhaustion, and – we'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah, hopefully he can return soon. He's a good key weapon. He's a great blocker. He's a great receiver. And is hopefully going to be back here pretty soon. Cajun Cox on the defensive side had 2 sacks and a forced fumble to really add to his career in being one of the greatest linebackers that we've had at Concordia. He's an all-around athlete. He played fullback, linebacker, then went back to fullback, then played linebacker again. You can put him anywhere and he's getting the job done.
You can put him anywhere, but I really think this linebacker role suits him better than fullback. He's just making a lot more plays and tackles and fumbles too. I think he had 2 forced fumbles, and one of them we were able to recover. But also, Michael Grindy led the defense with 9 tackles this weekend.
Yeah, he was all over the field, flying around, really making up for Jorge Ochoa, who was out due to COVID and is trying to get back. But Michael Grindy definitely stepped up big time in that role and really showed everyone what he can do. Lane Napier was not far behind, getting 5 tackles of his own. Once again, you can't have a defense
without Lane Napier.
He is a phenomenal athlete, probably our best athlete on the defensive side next to Cajun Cox.
We had a total of 5 sacks on that.
Yeah, Michael Grindy had 1 sack. Cajun Cox had 2, as we mentioned earlier. Jordan Kevilak had 1. And David Polly and Shane Campbell both had 1/2 a sack as they came together to create that. But David Polly's a freshman, and he is showing promise on the defensive side. He himself had 3 total tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and, as we mentioned, 1/2 a sack. So this man came out to play.
Yeah, he did. And another sophomore getting his first start in replace of Peyton Mitchell, who was injured in Morningside last weekend. He came out to play as well, snagging a 1-handed interception right before half and getting 4 total tackles himself.
So Gabe Nisely definitely stepped up big time in the absence of Peyton Mitchell, but that was incredible. He like smacked it out of the air with 1 hand, and with the same hand he came down and grabbed it again.
Exactly. It was he was in the air jumped the route of the seam of the receiver, smacked it with 1 hand and just kind of rolled it down with that same hand. And then he had a pretty good return too, returning about 20 yards, 25
yards. 22-yard return, yeah, on the interception. That man looked like he wanted to score. Like that was the mindset he had. If he would have, instead of trying to truck somebody at the end, he could have ran around and probably would have scored. But a huge play to basically give us the momentum at the end of the half, because it was 20-7 at the end of the half. And for that to shut down Briarcliff from getting points really had that momentum right on our shoulders.
Next up for the Bulldogs, they will head to Sioux Center, Iowa on Saturday, September 18th, and take on the 14th ranked Dort Defenders.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. Dort is 1-1 right now, having a heartbreaking loss to Midland week 1. They lost by 1. And then they came back week 2 and destroyed Hastings 61-10. So this is going to be a good matchup. You got 2 very different styles of teams.
Completely different. Dort runs the ball and shoves it down your throat. And we don't really do that.
No, we like to air it out and use our pass to set up the run. Dort loves to run to set up the pass because they will pass the ball. But it's going to be a very good game. I have high hopes for this game. If we can pull this off, it'll show the rest of the world that we're still in it.
We can, and the last 3 times that we have faced Dort, they have beaten us. You know, it's kind of looking for momentum towards them, but I think as a team, we're just getting tired of getting pushed around by Dort. So let's hope that we can go out there and get a win.
Oh, let's hope so. Sticking with the outdoor theme, we're going to jump over to men's soccer. They had a heartbreaking 2-1 loss against Benedictine College on September 8th inside Bulldog Stadium. Not the outcome you wanted after tying in double overtime against Kansas Wesleyan on September 4th. So right now, to catch all you up, our men's soccer is 2-2-1 right now, have not played a GPAC game yet. Their schedule was York College on August 25th. They won 4-2. They played Tabor College, won that game 4-0. Then they went to Grand View on September 1st, lost that 2-0. And then, as I mentioned, went to Kansas Wesleyan, tied 1-1 in double overtime. And we're going to more talk about the Benedictine game. That was a tough loss, but it looked like they had a chance to come back.
They did. The first half, Benedictine kind of controlled it. Not even the whole first half, but the first 35 minutes, Benedictine College very well controlling the ball, and that's when they scored both of their goals. And after that, they couldn't do much on the offensive side. We really picked it up in the second half especially. That's where we scored our 1 goal by Jared Henson. in the 73rd minute with a great pass from Iker Casanova, who really launched it from a little past midfield, and Jared was able to just time it perfectly and head it right past the goalie.
Jared came off of the bench. You know, he wasn't starting, so to be able to have production from your bench sends positive vibes, you know, to your whole team that you're not just a team that focuses on the starters to get the job done. You have other players that can step up in big moments to give your team a chance to be successful.
Yeah, as I said, Concordia really stepped it up in the second half. But for shots by period, they went 5 in the first half, 5 in the second half, 10 total and 8 shots on goal. So it really was about even, it looked like. But in the second half, they shut down Benedictine College.
The only 2 shots in the second period.
Exactly.
So the fact that our defense definitely stepped up big time, our offense put the pressure on them. It was just too little, too late. Giving up those 2 early goals definitely was a stinger in that game. Hopefully we can work those things out and get back to our winning ways.
Yassine Besaï led the team with 3 shots, 2 of them on goal, but couldn't find the back of the net.
Yeah, so hopefully they can pick it up when they play Bellevue University in Bellevue, Nebraska on September 15th. That'll start at 7:30 p.m. Flipping sides to the women's, they are currently 2-2 overall, have not played a GPAC team. Their schedule was Tabor College on August 28th. They won that game 2-1. Went to Grandview on August 31st. Unfortunately, lost that 3-0. September 8th, they played Benedictine College. Lost that 3-0. It was a tough loss. And then September 11th, went to Southwestern College in Kansas and bounced back with a 2-1 win. So good for them to bounce back and get rid of this 2-loss streak.
Yeah, especially because that Benedictine College game was not a good game. We had a total of 5 shots, 3 of them on goal, and Benedictine College had 22 shots and 12 on goal. A great way to bounce back against Southwestern, winning that 2-1. They had 7 shots, 5 shots on goal. The 2 goals by Concordia were made by Michaela Martinez in the 55th minute and Anissa Lewis in the 62nd minute.
Yeah, definitely. And the goalie, Kaylee Ward, definitely showed up big time with 4 saves and 1 goal allowed. Kudos to her to make sure that her team was in a place to be successful.
And of those 7 shots, not one person had more than 1 shot. So we are spreading the ball around, and 7 different people got 7 different shots off.
Yeah, so talk about good offense, setting people up to be, obviously, be successful. And just to point something out, the 2 goals by our Concordia women were both unassisted. So they were solo shots that snuck through the goalie and got into the net. Next, Concordia will also play Bellevue University at Bellevue, Nebraska, September 15th. That game will start at 4:30 p.m. Sliding our way into the indoor events, we're gonna move on to volleyball. Is sitting 6-5 overall, 1-2 in GPAC. Their most recent games were against Midland on September 8th. They lost that 3-0. But Midland's the number 3 team in the nation, and we made it close through all 3 sets, especially the last set.
Yeah, that last set was 25-23. That was a really close set for us.
It was super close. The fans were in it. Student section was in it. We just couldn't eke out a set win to extend the match, but you take that loss and you move on. So they went to a tournament in Baldwin City, Kansas. They played Columbia College on September 10th. Lost that in the 5th set, 3-2. Then they continued into the tournament playing Ottawa. Won that 3-0. And finally they played Missouri Valley College and won that game 3-0. So you're able to bounce back in significant ways and still prove that we can get things done.
Especially in that last game against Missouri Valley College, we had a total of 45 kills compared to Missouri Valley's 28. So we did very well on the offensive side. We won those sets 25-11, 25-14, and 25-16. So that last game, we really dominated all around, offense and defense. With blocking, we had 8 and compared to their 6.
Yeah, so hopefully we can continue our winning ways when we face Doane University at home inside Friedrich Arena September 15th. That starts at 7:30 p.m. And that's all the time we got for you guys today. Thank you for tuning in and being loyal, because without you, this would not be a thing. Make sure you email us at cunekubski@gmail.com. Again, that is cunekubske@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at cunekubski and Twitter
at Kubski.
Thank you all. Have a good night.
Bye. Enjoying the space, jump on a stick. Pray that I don't gotta use it, but I